is in the middle of something now.
Erev Pesach, Siman Tov, Nun Aleph, in the middle.
Perfect. Left off by
Zion.
Umatznion, yeah. Umatznion, the Pesach, Vamakam Tzenua. So washing them off is good enough. The fact that you're being mashed, the Chometz of the Pesach, is fine, I guess, because you'll have to be mashed Blius. And there's no Chometz of the Pesach on Blius. Yeah, it's a funny thing, because in Mishabura, always say, he says the reason it's okay is because after Pesach it's okay. What about on Pesach? He doesn't really deal with that. Kilu, that he never even, on Pesach it's not even a Shiloh.
Well,
sounds like.
What if he was using the word and come out with
that? Yeah, but just to be mashed over Pesach, not a Shiloh. In other words, no one ever had a Shiloh, you can't be mashed over Pesach. Okay. Umatznian the Pesach, but you should put them away. Umakam Tanua, she'enu v'agul l'inuch sham, k'di shol yov l'shamish them, the Pesach. You shouldn't come to use them. It's like the Tzogim b'cheder, put it away in a room, ulatznian mafteach, and throw away the key. Mishnevura zayin. Yesh Tzogim l'sadar klei b'dil shol chomitz b'soy chabayis, v'goyva ha'koysel, v'makam she'en yad odem magaz l'sham, v'en sedurim klei me'e Pesach l'noi, v'en sedurim klei s'biyodim. Meaning they use them as like ornaments. They put it high up on the wall that no one will use it. These chametz to decay them. And it like looks nice. So that's okay. In place of others. Whenever they made such a takana, so it doesn't matter how high up you put it. Which is barbed and shine. Hey. For Shabbos, the Kamakim gave it to Enim ben Yoyman, Nibliyas the Chomet, the Shoshim Sajin Oison, Umikolish again by Oison, Sheroif, the Shmish, but Klisheni, or Batsoinin, Kagol Kankanin, and really there's probably no real Blias in there. Ain Lachish, you don't have to worry, it's okay to put it up high. The Kamakim, the Makmir, but that's Tavila Bracha, but if you Makmir, not to do it and to put it away, Mamish, Tavila Bracha. Interesting. We actually had that, I think, last week. Certain, very high up in the kitchen. They weren't like kelim you cook with, but like kelim they were used in the kitchen all year round, like quote unquote chametz tikkun. And like I couldn't really even get up there to cover them. So I think they were just open. I think that happened to us. So taka, according to this, it's really okay, but it's double the brachas of covering. Right, hide it well enough that you have to go start looking for it in that period of time. You remember it's Pesach. Okay, right in the mechaber. Aval hesek she'atikim be'ish, ain a mayol lehem v'lo z'shum kli chadash n'shamish b'em avichamin, afilish loy de'or elisha eir l'seichel roischim. Meaning, but don't try to kasher them because you can't kasher kli cheres. Zok the mishabura. Ain't no it won't work. The hesek should rock me mechutz. Ain't no mayo left flip with the bliya. Just heating it up on the outside does not bring out the bliyas. And even if you pour it into it boiling rice skin, share the sort of rice skin to go in karais, the dark will spike a lay and make a davis. Right? Klisheni, the plate that you eat on, that you pour from the serving dish onto the plate, it only got the bliyas derek klisheni or eroi klirishin. So even that over here won't be enough to kasher it. Why? The Eishayis in their ma'ed, I feel a klisheni, even in a klisheni, Mishabura, Perish, I feel a loy erab me'akadeva l'saycha, rak me'kli achev, rechaka chini achliza b'saycha, even if you only use it as a klisheni, even then you should not try to kasher it like this. That even if it only absorbed the bleas as a klisheni, they ain't had to ask because she do it. She'll understand what's become a tzvak for klisheni. even if you know it was only absorbing the bleeders of the klisheni, still you shouldn't do it. And therefore, by a metal kli that you could kasher, so then even if it was only used as a klisheni, you have to do a golo. Meaning if you have a metal kli that's a klisheni, pouring water on it won't be enough. You have to do mamash hagolo and put it into the boiling water. But a klicher is that it won't help you to do a gala or heating it up. He has to mishamish with the pesach. Amnon. But the evid and mishamish below a gala, the klisha in mishamish may rack the klisha in. But if the evid, you use the klicheris, or even the klimatkas, I guess, without a gala, and it's a klisha that you know you only use for klisha in. But the evid, you should have to have a klicheris and welcome heft in Marubo. So the klicheres, if you make it, if you have some merubos, and if you're not going to have some kuzyomtiv because you won't have the food, then when ben yoyma, as long as it's not ben yoyma, you should lois in tam lefkam. Shekam apoyos kum mekilim boi gavi chomet, so it's lois in tam lefkam anyway, you can rely on that, and you can be make it with the yeved, with a kli that was only used in a kli sheni. Right? Meaning if you pour the water on it first, you're talking about...
You know, in general, klicheres doesn't work anyway?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can say, where it won't work for klicheres in general,
when
you think
that you have it, you can test it. I feel the story there, or it'll serve a good thing. Going forward, it'll meaning he's saying, be the Evid, we don't go like this, Ramah. In other words, Zech Mechaber says that a Klicheris that's a Klirishin, or even a Kli that was poured into from a Klirishin, the Ramah adds in, and even a Kli that's a Klishin, that added thing that the Ramah is adding in. So he's saying, we definitely hold that way, the Chachilo, but be the Evid, you can be Mako. That, what, even if you didn't do a gola, even if you didn't do anything to it?
Right, what you saying?
Well, even if you didn't do a gola, but you did... you did this type of hesek. This type of what he's talking about here. She has seeking the ish, you heated it up in fire. It means you did this type of hashtag to it. It doesn't mean you didn't do anything to it, right? In other words, Machaber is saying there's a way, there's a way of kashering that's not called Hagolah. It's called heating up the kli. And that, he says, Machaber is not going to help you. It's not going to help you. So if it's a kli matkas, you have to do a golem. If it's a kli charis, you can't do anything. Kli charis, a golem doesn't work. But that which Ramah adds in, that even by kli sheni, this type of hesek atzli is not going to help you, that's only dim lechad chila. But the evidence will help you. This seems to be saying. Yeah? Different type of kashering that... I guess we don't really use too much. Not agola. Usually we know agola. We know about, or leaven. We know about. This is a little bit different. Heating up the kli. Yeah, in economy, that's what he says. he says it's not going to help you. Lagabe klivishin for sure, or urei klivishin was poured on from klivishin. But klisheni, the more air, it won't help you. But yeah, but it will help you if you have nefesh meruba, and if you have minyan because you have them, and if you have the fact that it's not a binyan. All those things. Okay, Gavaldik.